This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. Oh my God, how are you? Thank you for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Walgreens. Woo! So, I'm going to start with just some ugliness. Let's get the ugliness out of the way.
What is it?
There's a few things, actually. So, I don't know when the Harvey Weinstein thing broke. A year ago? I don't really know. I don't know. I don't know how long it's been.
Maybe last summer?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Feels like all of a sudden, like this just... there was a break in the earth, like, and you could see all the way down to hell. And there are all these, like, gross dudes standing on the sides, like... but one of the grossest of them all was the original guy, Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. So he was, you know, it was crazy too because I'd heard his name. I don't know much about the movie industry. I suppose Hooman knows more than anybody. On this show, I should say.
I was going to say, you know, I still haven't seen that movie where.
Yeah. Oh my God. Me and Yuzi yesterday, Hooman was telling me he's taking today off. And I was like, oh, is it like. Is this another Olive Day? You know, because he's always flying up to me. And he goes, no, my American grandmother passed away, so I'm going to go to her memorial. I'm like, oh, I'm such an ass.
Well, no, but you're not wrong. I mean, there have been 100 days that have been, I'm taking Olive to Qatar. I'm taking right. Olive to Dubai.
Right.
I'm taking Olive to insert any town in America.
So, of course, the one time I call him on it.
Outside America, right?
Right. He's got some legitimate thing that I should be, you know, sensitive about. Oh, God, I'm not known for my sensitivity. Anyway, Harvey Weinstein is married to, or was, I don't know what the status is right now, this Georgina Chapman chick. And I know her, too, because of Project Runway. And she's the Marquesa designer.
Right.
She's a absolutely stunningly beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. They have, I don't know, at least two kids, maybe more. You know, it doesn't say, I don't have a kid count here. They have some kids together. They've been married for years. She has now broken her silence about her feelings on this whole thing.
Okay.
Georgina Chapman is talking about the sexual assault, harassment, and misconduct allegations against her estranged, I guess they are married, estranged husband, they're saying here. She says, I don't want to be viewed as a victim because I don't think I am. I'm a woman in an S situation, but it's not unique. This is a Vogue interview that was released yesterday. She revealed that following reports of his habitual sexual assault, harassment, and misconduct, she didn't go out in public for 5 months. She hid out with her close friend of 25 years, actor David Oyelowo.
Who?
The guy, God, was he the 12 Years a Slave guy?
I don't know. How do you spell his last name?
Oyelowo with one L, O. Oyelowo. He was just in some huge movie. Anyway, they were, and so I guess.
That's her best friend, and they hung out for five months.
He hung out with her and.
Les Miserables.
Les Miserables.
And it looks like his highest profile role, they're saying, is Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh. In Selma?
Yes, in Selma.
Oh, that was big.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're not big, but.
Yeah.
Well received.
The Butler. He
well
was also
reviewed,
in Planet of
say.
The Apes. Jack. Reacher.
Yeah, he's a guy whose name
The
you,
Butler
you've
was excellent.
Right. Who is he in The Butler?
I'm not seeing right now.
I don't.
Well, anyway, so they've been close friends for 25 years. So she goes and stays with David Oyelowo and his wife.
Louis Gaines in The Butler. I'm not sure who that
is. Yeah, I don't
either.
Have it either.
Yeah.
And then she went to London and stayed with her parents. She says, I was so humiliated and so broken that I didn't think it was respectful to go out. I thought, who am I to be parading around with all of this going on? It's still so very, very raw. I was walking up the stairs the other day and I stopped. It was like all the air had been punched out of my lungs. She confessed that she delayed seeing a therapist because she felt like she didn't deserve it when so many other women had suffered. It took a physical toll on her. She says she lost 10 pounds in 5 days because she couldn't keep food down.
I need that.
I know. God. 10 pounds in 5 days? Yes, please. So after the revelation that the man she loved and with whom she has, looks like, oh, two kids. There we go. India, 7 years old, and Dashiell, a boy who is five. The revelation that this guy was a monster. She said, it took about 2 days to absorb the information. My head was spinning. It was difficult because the first article was about a time long before I'd ever met him. So there was a minute where I couldn't make an informed decision. And then the stories expanded and I realized this wasn't an isolated incident. And I knew I needed to step away and take the kids out of there. There was a part of me that was terribly naive, clearly so naive. I have moments of rage. I have moments of confusion. I have moments of disbelief. And I have moments where I just cry for my children. What are their lives going to be? What are people going to say to them? It's like they love their dad. They love him. I just can't bear it for them. He has repeatedly denied all allegations of sexual harassment, misconduct, and any non-consensual sexual activity, which really doesn't help her much either way. Even if he's telling the truth and it was all consensual, they were still married. Mm-hmm. In fact, there was a story this morning about them having separate rooms in a hotel while she was pregnant so that he could bang some
hookers.
Fun. Anyway, they're also saying that he is broke. He can barely afford child support payments for the two kids.
Luckily, how is that possible?
Don't ask me.
That can't be. That isn't. I don't believe that for 1 second.
I tend to agree with you, except that, I mean, I guess if all your assets get frozen when your company is going bankrupt and you've got, you know, debts to satisfy.
Mm-hmm, lawyers.
Right. And there's certainly no more money coming in.
Rehab.
But it does seem like they would have enough money coming in off past pictures, et cetera. I don't know.
But then remember we were doing a story the other day. Oh, maybe you weren't here. We were doing a story the other day that all these actors are asking for their money because he owes them money for past films.
Oh, funny. Well, not funny.
Well, I could see that he's caught in between cash flows, mm-hmm. but broke.
That's what they're saying.
I don't buy.
Georgina Chapman, who announced her separation from Weinstein in October and was granted an 8-figure divorce settlement by January, says she was blindsided by the allegation. She claims she was never even suspicious of him. That's what makes this so incredibly painful. I had what I thought was a very happy marriage. I loved my life. I've never been one of those people who obsesses about where someone is. She says there's got to be a duality to him. She was married to him for 10 years. He's a wonderful father to my kids, but initially he's charismatic. He's an incredibly bright, very learned man. Very charitable. He paid for a friend of mine's mother who had breast cancer to go to a top doctor. He was amazing like that. He is amazing like that. That's the tough part of this. The black and white thing. Life isn't like that. He was a wonderful partner to me. He was a friend and a confidant and a supporter.
Wow, she is really talking, huh?
Yep. She says she was asked about his current state of mind and she snapped, clearly when I was married to him, I didn't know anything about his state of mind, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. As for the future of her design house, Marquesa, which recently dressed Scarlett Johansson for the Met Gala.
Yeah, she caught crap for that, didn't she?
She had personally requested that. She is cautiously optimistic about making a comeback following her split from Weinstein. She wanted to make it crystal clear that the brand's red carpet absence was a choice, not necessarily a consequence. We didn't feel it was appropriate to dress starlets given the situation. All the women who have been hurt deserve dignity and respect, so I want to give it the time it deserves. It's a time for mourning, really. But a lot of people reached out and said, let me wear something. So, yeah, she really is, she's talking about it. And you can, I mean, I feel for her, you know. You're married to someone for 10 years, and there are people who, it's almost like a split personality. You know, he probably was a wonderful guy around her.
Well, it says something about her. In my opinion, anyway, that she's not suspicious. And so she wasn't tripping on him and wasn't saying, where were you? And wasn't, you know, scooping his phone away from him and saying, let me look at that.
Right.
So, you know, she probably assumed he's a busy, powerful man and
just
doing
like
his
thing.
Just like
she's busy and powerful. I mean, she was a busy businesswoman, is a busy businesswoman. She's a, you know, beautiful, accomplished woman.
I mean, if anything, only bad comes from the story in that if you give blind trust to someone, this is what you might get in return for it. That's awful.
But you also might get a lifetime of perfectly trustworthy behavior.
Right.
And so, you know, you either live paranoid or you just live. And yeah, it sounds
I'd rather
like she was
live
just living
single than live paranoid.
Yeah.
Oh my God, idea that you're like tiptoeing around.
Yeah. Like there's no putting this back together.
It's probably not worth it.
Yeah.
So I could see where she's might change by this and might find herself feeling more suspicious of everything people say.
Oh my God.
It's the ultimate burn.
I agree. I mean, I actually wonder if you go, oh my God, what did I have my eyes off the road? Like I hit my hands off of, you know, just because she was confidently living her life securely. Now she's got to question everything that happens in the future. Like this is, you know, she got screwed over as much as some of the women. He effed her. Hard.
She had kids with the guy.
Oh, and she's so right about, I mean, that is who you'd be worried about. Like those poor kids, like they're forever Harvey Weinstein's kids.
Right.
And that dude's a monster. Someone broke into Rihanna's house and spent the night.
What do you mean broke into?
Did something to the security system. Oh. Managed to make their way in there.
All right.
Got in and just like went.
She wasn't there?
No.
All right.
She was not home. The police were alerted when the security company got suspicious that her alarm had been tampered with. I don't know what sign they would see, but they, you know, found something. This is her house in the Hollywood Hills. So the police went by, and they found a 26-year-old dude there. Arrested him for felony stalking. It's unclear if he'll face additional charges. He resisted arrest and had to be tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me, bro. I'm sure he was yelling, no, but she knows I'm here.
We're friends.
One of it turns out they are friends. He's being held on $150,000 bail. Meanwhile, Rihanna has a new lingerie line coming out. And I guess that when she made the announcement on Instagram, mm-hmm. that the site got so swamped that people were waiting in for half an hour to get onto the site. And there was some kind of online queue. Is that that happens?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, like you're ready?
Next. Yeah, you can get on the site in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that what ticket purchases are like?
I guess so. Yeah. You're in like some kind of online waiting room.
Yeah.
So it's funny. We went to the site this morning. It's Savage X Fenty. Oh, and the front page says, sup, bra. And there she is in a bra. She looks great. So it's, you know, it's other models as well. But she's got a full line of undergarments there. And, you know,
who was that first girl?
The one with the
blonde hair.
Oh, I don't know who that is. A model, I guess. Oh, this is her Instagram post?
Correct.
So it's just
promoting the
shots of her body.
Yeah.
And her bras. And her then like her eyeball. And her beautiful face. There's her cleavage.
A lot of cleavage.
Yeah. Well, it is for bras and stuff. You got to put that out there.
Go, Rihanna.
So this...
Well, hopefully I... You know, a lot of times these stars put out these lingerie lines and they're made so cheaply, fall apart after one wearing. So I hope it's
and they're expensive
good stuff.
Too, right?
It's okay priced.
Oh, what are the prices?
Like a lace corset is $89. Oh. There's a little maxi slip that's $89. A bra that is $39. So, you know.
Yeah, that's actually really reasonable.
I mean, I've paid a lot more than that.
But, you know, sometimes you got to pay a lot more to get a.
To get quality.
One that's going to stay together.
Yeah.
So she did some revealing Instagram images last night to commemorate the midnight launch of the lingerie line. And unfortunately, the immediate interest was so high, a lot of fans got frustrated. Oh, no, I can't get out and see her boobs. Bummer. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, so much stuff. Guy gets himself into trouble online with a little test for his girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
And more after
testing
these.
Testing people. Radio.com. Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It is 6:37 and it is Friday morning. This part of the program is brought to you by Shell. Coming up at 7 o'clock, your first code word in our 12K a day giveaway. We're doing it every hour from 7 until 6. Who doesn't want $1,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on.
I want $1,000.
I know, that would be such a great way to kick off this wonderful Friday. And it is a wonderful Friday. So 7 o'clock, your first code word, and then you've got an hour to submit that to the special text number. We'll give you all the info coming up at 7 o'clock. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app Join and start saving today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in Berkeley. Here's what's happening. So don't forget, this is Mother's Day weekend, everyone.
Don't forget Mom. She'll right. never forget it if you forget her.
It's also Taylor Swift weekend in the South Bay. Mm-hmm. I think there's a show tonight and tomorrow night, yep. which means I can't say I know what that does to traffic because I'm
Let's
not on the roads.
Let's just guess that it snarls it a little
I'm
bit.
I'm guessing that it does. Yeah. So if you are driving this evening, it might do something to your evening commute.
Yes.
There over by Levi's Stadium.
Give yourself a little extra time.
She's totally worth it, though. It's
Taylor
Swift. Come on.
It's amazing.
So I'm going to begin with this story. Another story from the city here. I don't know how many years they've been working on this subway. This little stretch.
Here in the city?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I feel like they screwed up the roadway. Because I used to take 4th home mm-hmm. from here when I first got back to town in 08. And I feel like that's the year it went from a nice clean shot to the freeway mm-hmm. to road closed. No longer useful.
Right.
Have a good one. Find another way out of town. So I think it was 08, but I could be wrong. Mm.
That's the road it's going under? Is that what we think?
It's going under 4th. Okay. It's going to take,
it's the Central Subway.
That's what they're calling it. Muni's Central Subway from Caltrain to Chinatown is already a year behind schedule, they say, yeah. as they're now announcing this is going to be way longer than initially expected. It could be pushed into 2020 after they discovered that the contractor installed 3.2 miles of the wrong grade of rail.
3.2 miles that's of the wrong rail.
That's the entire length of the rail, and it's both ways, is what they're saying here.
So the contractor's eating that, right? I mean,
the contractor, they say here, is expected to eat that. They say that they inspected the rails used, and it's not meeting the specifications of the contract. They'd called for the original contract called for high-strength rails, and these guys use regular strength.
Standard. What? It's standard.
I'm laughing, but project is already over budget and late. And now they find themselves having to remove all of
3 miles of rail.
Standard strength rail and put in the high strength steel rails that they paid for.
And nobody checked this when they laid the first bit
I
of
guess
it down.
Not.
They just had to wait till all 3.5 miles were laid down.
The city is saying it's not a safety issue we're concerned about. It's about how long the rails will last. We don't want to have to go back in once this thing's up and running.
Right.
So this has caused issues for all of the merchants, all the people who drive down here. It's actually a pretty magnificent feat of construction as they've torn up roads and built right underneath.
It's amazing.
And yet.
Yeah, it's not amazing. Oh, my God. That's you know, of course.
The subway is going to run 1.7 miles. And it's going to take you from the from the Caltrain station here into the heart of the city at Union Square. But it is going to take a lot longer than expected. Let's see, when construction started 6 years ago.
Oh, all right. 2012.
So that's actually not.
Does it say? What are they expecting is going to be completed?
Well, they're now saying the delay is going to push the opening to 2020. They were supposed to open in 2019, mm-hmm. which that was already late.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying they're going to have to dig up all this track. So for anyone who comes in here into the city and is always like, what in the hell is going on around here?
That's what's going on.
Is one of the things that is going on around here. So I have a quick story for you before I get to this fun story about Twitter. Okay. I'm watching Family Feud yesterday. For
I
a
love
second,
Family Feud.
It's Steve Harvey can be very funny.
Sure.
So his question is, he's got two people up at the podium, and his question is something like, We asked 100 women why you wouldn't want to be a man. Ding, 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 ding. And the guy who got the ring goes, they said, because you wouldn't want to have to work hard.
What?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And so I'm all.
I would have said, hashtag me too. I wouldn't want to be a man.
And so the girl he's playing against nods for the first second, and then it actually sinks in what this guy's just said. And then she's like, steps back, and Steve Harvey's all, oh, he just said that out loud. Then they go to the board, and it actually comes up.
What number was it?
Like 4.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And I was, I'm truly blown away at this.
Well, the women answered.
We asked 100 women, and that was on the board. So the guy actually wins.
Mm.
The girl has a chance to steal, and she goes, we wouldn't want to be smelly.
Oh.
And it came in below, having to work hard like a man.
Mm. So when stink so hard like a man.
I know what came to me first.
What?
Because I wouldn't want to pee standing up.
Oh. Ooh, was that one of the answers?
No. Well, I didn't stick around after that. I was like,
I would want to pee standing up. That's one of the reasons to be a man.
Well, that's an advantage.
Why yeah, it's a total advantage.
Vinny, I try to sit down as much as I can.
I do too.
My God.
I do too. But, you know, when you're out, we can't.
It would be really nice to be at a festival and find a tree to pee behind and not have to wait through and go into that porta potty.
I suppose.
Every time
and you
I'm
only
home.
Have to expose your noodle. You don't have to pull your whole backside out.
Right. Squat down and hope the pee doesn't splash your clothes. And
anyway, the stereotypes are still out there, people.
Yep.
Ugly. When Steve walked up to him, he's all, you know, you had to let that be the first damn thing that came out of your mouth. And the guy's like, we won.
Yeah.
We won.
I was right.
Yeah.
Women did say that.
Yikes. Hmm. Anyway, that leads me to this story, which is, again, with the stereotypes. There's a 25-year-old guy in South Africa named Brightman Mathiyane. He goes by VJ, which I don't get anywhere in there. But all right.
Okay, VJ it is. Brightman Mathiyane. BM goes to VJ.
He recently got... Oh, I guess you can't be BM, can you?
You don't want to be. Nope. Something your nana says to you. Did you have a nice BM? Because I did. Let me tell you about mine.
Nana! Anyway, he recently got himself a new girlfriend. And last week, she was coming over to his house, and VJ wanted to test her.
Oh.
So he intentionally messed up his place to see if, when she came over, she would clean up after him.
Oh.
He wanted to see if she was
interesting.
Marriage material. Mm-hmm. Everyone.
So he left some stuff around hoping that she'd pick up after
him.
He
left the place a disaster.
I'm sure this will have gone well.
Afterwards,
girls love these little tests.
He tweeted, I was extremely disappointed, to be honest. She left without even washing dishes, let alone some cleaning. I thought this was actually wife material, but she entirely failed this girlfriending test. And then Twitter let him have it.
Mm.
Get him!
Pile on, everybody.
You jerk.
DJ Khaled was like, hey, come on over, man.
Yeah, right. I am the king.
Yeah.
Then on Wednesday, VJ posted again, some idiot showed my girlfriend this tweet and she dumped me. Guess what? I'm officially single. Seems like this was the right outcome.
It does. It actually does seem like she made the right decision.
Wow.
Mm. That's a good girl right there. She didn't even do any dish. Oh, my God. It just makes me want to put my hands around his little neck and choke him.
Right.
I had a boyfriend that said he fell in love with me when he had left. I think I had stayed at his house while he went to work, and I had cleaned up his house, and his toilet was disgusting.
You cleaned his toilet?
I cleaned his toilet. Heck yeah, it was disgusting. And he said he fell in love with me after I cleaned his toilet.
And then you broke up with him and never saw him again?
No, no.
Oh, boy.
You liked him.
I hung out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I hung out.
I've never really had that girlfriend that did all that stuff.
No, and I've certainly never been that girlfriend.
Yeah,
I don't even
I've
notice
never...
when things are... But things are kind of trashed in someone else's house. I wouldn't even notice it.
Experience
I'd notice it at
that
my
whole...
House.
Yeah. Did your laundry while you were out? What?
I fluffed your knickers.
I scrubbed the tub while you were out. What?
Did it need it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
I never had that.
Green. Mm.
Wow. This next story is progress, I guess. I don't drink anymore, but I used to, and I always used to really want to keep my beer cold.
Yes.
You know,
I do like a cold beer.
It's weird to carry around a cooler, and even weirder to be sitting there spinning the can while you've got one in your hand, but I did that. I don't know why spinning a beer, for some reason, it made me feel participatory, and it's chilling.
It's chilling, I see.
I don't know if it actually did that.
I've never heard of that. You're saying you just left it in the ice and you'd kind of spin it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe because it moves the liquid around and gets it out to the colder edges or something.
I don't know where I saw it or how it got into me, but I definitely, once I found my spot to sit, I got my cooler down, my one open, I could sit there and spin my next one.
Well, you had to get the next one ready.
That's a good look.
Just something to do with your hand?
Rather than scratch your crotch?
Or smoke.
Right,
at
or
the
smoke.
Time, I smoked.
Exactly.
So, half-wet hand isn't really
conducive.
Anyway, now that 7-Eleven has teamed up with a manufacturing company on self-chilling cans.
Oh.
You just twist the base of the can, and it uses carbon dioxide to cool it down.
Wow.
Even if it's been in the sun, no refrigeration needed. They're testing the cans with cold brew coffee at some stores in L.A. Looks like this could eventually go nationwide and expand to beer and other drinks as well.
Just a little bit concerned about, you know, the disposability of a can. Like, what are we adding to the environment here? That, you know, sounds like a great idea, and yet the next thing you know, there's more trash.
Yeah, I don't know what is releasing the. I don't know.
Very interesting, though. That would be very convenient to not have to bring a bunch of ice with you if you were going to, you know, bring some beers out for a picnic.
Any texters want to confirm whether the spinning of the
beer... It works.
Oh, it does.
Oh,
yeah, I'm looking
science!
It up.
Science!
Yeah. There's actually products on Amazon that it's a spin chill portable drink chiller.
Oh my God.
You attach the top and it just spins for you. It supposedly
spins your drink in the cooler.
Yeah, this one here does
that's helpful.
Yeah, this guy is showing me how to do it. It's really cool. They say it's up to 25 times faster or something like that.
Well, who hasn't forgotten that beer they put in the freezer?
Yeah.
So if you're on Amazon, you see it has 3.5 stars with 100 reviews. Somebody's saying it works, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot cooler than sitting there and spinning your beer. I mean, I didn't want
it's
anyone to steal that beer. I was
going
to have to watch that beer anyway.
Well, that's
but,
the cold one.
You know, I don't have to sit on the beer spinning it the
Very
whole
interesting.
Time. You never did that.
Never really heard of that.
Oh.
Spinning a beer.
Well, you never heard of shower beer either.
No. I guess I just don't know that much about drinking, Vin.
You're not around alcoholics
I guess
enough,
I'm
Sarah.
Just not, I need more alcoholics in my life.
I'm doing the opposite right now lately. I've been spinning the baby bottle in the warmer to get it warm faster.
Oh, and it works?
I don't.
I think it must.
Because I'm just doing that to get it going faster, you know, because she needs to eat.
Yeah.
And I don't have a boob, so it's a lot harder for the dad because I'm like, she's hungry. And
she's crying. I
got to
hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Was Sarah's heart necklace a Mother's Day gift? I don't recall ever seeing her wear jewelry before.
Oh, it was a gift from a girlfriend of mine, and I wear it anytime I wear a V-neck because it fits right there.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking about it.
Oh, I can't remember where it's on my Instagram somewhere where I got it from.
Yeah.
Isn't that cute? It is cute. I know. I love it. And it's what's nice about it is that the chain doesn't move. Because it's not like a pendant that has a loop through it, so the chain is attached to the actual heart, so it hangs perfect. It doesn't get
so it
stuck
doesn't
in my hair.
Get
it doesn't
behind you.
Right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's nice. Thank you. Happy Friday.
Weirdo. 707 says, "I was in an online queue for Hamilton. Can we make Hamilton the name that should never be mentioned, please?
Can you stop it. Hamilton's great.
I am so...
Just because you were such a dummy that day. God,
so
man.
So butthurt by that.
Well, I'm very
sorry. I am
really
injured by that. That was one of the
the big dumb moves you've made in your life. Add that to the list, Vin. We've all made big dumb moves, and that's one of yours. You learned.
You were sober.
I know. You don't even. You have no excuse.
Well, listen, you guys, you did pump it up a little bit.
Well, it's awesome.
You pumped it up just a bit.
It's fantastic.
Well,
it's such
it didn't
a great...
change my damn life, and it wasn't until after I bought the tickets that I started having rational conversations with people where it was like, what show on this planet would you pay that much for, or have you paid that much for? And I started to realize I'd pretty much need Rush to play my backyard to pay $1,700.
Oh, my God. I will totally pay $1,700 well, if you get Rush to play in your backyard.
Right.
When is this happening?
But Hamilton, of all things.
Yeah.
So let's never mention that again, texters, please. Thank you so much. I think I'll get an
Alexander
love there.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yuck. Please.
My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done.
Hey, Sarah.
Just you wait. Yes.
So 619. Napa has some good electric car charging stations at the Cinemark Theater.
Oh, I don't know if I'll be near that. I'll be fine. It'll be fine. Thank you. Thanks.
Oh,
wait.
Come on. Bryn! Thanks. So excited I got to hear the montage sing along today. OFOC, a 6 a.m. girl.
Oh, hey, 6 a.m. girl.
Hey.
Hey.
916 says,
OMG. Uh-oh.
Yuzi looks so hot dancing.
Yeah, she's got a cute shirt on today.
Fire
too.
Emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji.
Oh, boy. That is hot.
510 says, thanks for the early montage. Damn, Yuzi, them hips.
Yeah,
if
hips
you were watching
fly.
The show, the songs were going at one particular pace, and she was doing one dance. And then when he played a slow song, it took a second, but the hips found that groove and then just dropped right in. Pretty good. They know what to do.
What is... My hips don't lie.
His hips don't
lie. Hips don't lie.
Sounds like Hamilton.
It's Shakira, Shakira.
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, is it time? Well, let's see. I have a couple of things. Nine Inch Nails is one of them. Oh, there we go. Plus, something Spotify's doing, and I don't know how you'll feel about that. And more after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.